Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now this week on Dublin Delish, Russell was telling us that you needed to know all about the Big Grill Festival happening next week right here in Herbert Park in Dublin. One person who is part of the lineup is Ireland's master of the fire cooking and co-founder of Pip Rose Barbecue, John Relihan. We're delighted to welcome John to the show now. John, how are you?
Very good, thank you. It's nice to see you both here.
Ah, listen, come here to me. Talk to us about your first start off into cooking professionally.
Way back, born and raised in Kerry, of course.
A
bit of shout out to my mother, Marianne. Of course, my number one fan. So I basically left Ireland back in 2004, went to London to a restaurant called 15, which was a Jamie Oliver restaurant.
Yes.
And done a lot of my time over there, studied college, and then ran a restaurant called Barbacoa. But a lot of travel throughout the world in different countries and stuff, cooking over, you know, lots of meat, of course. And,
of course.
You know, learning the trade and just working 90-100 hours a week.
So it is a trade. It's almost like an internship where you go through all
absolutely.
The different levels of it to be at your level now.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
John, you're from Kerry, right? I need to come back to this because I too am from Kerry. Whereabouts are you from?
Douai Village.
No way. Okay, I'm Tralee. So Douai, if you don't know, is like a small village, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you think growing up in a small village in Kerry kind of influenced you and your cooking style?
Yeah, incredible. When I was young, I used to go to school, of course, and then I worked in a place in the Stoll called Allo's. With Armel White, amazing little restaurant, learning the craft there. And of course, I used to cook for my mother a lot. So that's when I kind of fell in love with food. And funny enough, in the Douai Village, actually 10 years ago, we'd done a festival called The Big Grill. And that was actually the first time I met an amazing guy called Andy Noonan from The Big Grill. And he's the founder of The Big Grill,
wow.
Andy. And that was at my festival where I cooked over fire in the heart of Kerry in the Douai Village.
No way.
And brought in these amazing cultures from around the world. So I brought in guys from New Zealand, the Maori tribe. Loads of my friends came from all around Europe, London, everywhere, America, just to cook in this festival. It's on YouTube. You should check it out. It's a bit of fun.
Amazing.
I'd like to do one day again.
Well, a name you mentioned there, which we can't get overpass without having a bit of a chat about, is Jamie Oliver. What's it like to be mentored by somebody who, you know, is so good at his job?
Yeah. Jamie is like a big brother to me. Loved the guy with all my heart. It was just so much passion, just going into the kitchen and you kind of learning how to cook with him and in the kitchen. But it wasn't just him as well. It was the whole team and what he embraced with the team of people and how they trained us. Like, you know, we were doing a lot of hours a week working in London. You know, I was doing college. London is an expensive place, so you have to pick up another job on the side to make some money, you know. But kind of walking into the kitchen and you've seen all the fresh produce and just everything. And yeah, look, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Europe's biggest barbecue festival is coming back to Herbert Park next month, the Big Grill Festival. 3 days of the biggest and the best Irish and international chefs, restaurants and barbecue experts as well, of course,
yeah.
John. Are you looking forward to being a part of it?
I can't wait. I've been waiting 1 year for this already. The Big Grill, I've been doing it for the last 10 years. Is it a thing to go to? 110%. The people that are going there, Andy and the Big Grill team, they bring in the best people from around the world and also from Ireland as well to cook over fire. A lot of the Dublin restaurants and other restaurants around the country are here. Like some of my favorite, like Reina or Bahé or... of course, Pip Rose.
Just
throwing that in there.
We will get to Pip Rose because I've eaten in your restaurant many, many a time. I don't want to even talk about your Christmas sandwich that I had last year. We'll get to that in just a minute. I want to talk to you about barbecue because I was just telling that we got the Ninja Grill thingy that, you know, you can put out if you don't want to do the big barbecue thing.
Yeah.
But I want to talk to you about the misconceptions when it comes to barbecue. What are the rights? What are the do's and don'ts for anyone who's starting out or thinking, with a bit of summer left, I want to get barbecue?
The do's and don'ts. The do's. If you don't have a barbecue, get one.
Simple,
nice and easy. There you go.
The don'ts, don't panic. Literally,
really?
Have fun, enjoy. If you know the summer is going to last another couple of weeks, maybe 2 months if we can, but just get out there and cook. You know, look, and as I had a conversation yesterday, and some people were saying, look, you're a barbecue chef, you promote charcoal. Of course, I do. Mm-hmm. At the Big Grill, we're going to cook over fire. This is my life, cooking over fire, charcoal, wood. Different types of charcoal, different types of wood that affect different types of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're living in an area and you don't have access to a barbecue with charcoal, just get, you know, I don't want to say get a gas one, but just do it. Just cook. Just have a bit of fun. Cook over something, whether it's electric as well. fantastic. Like the Ninja one where you can add your little wood pellets on the side as well that you have is fantastic.
Everyone has to start somewhere, I suppose.
Starts somewhere. Just start cooking, sit down, enjoy a nice cold beer and have it with some friends and family. That's it.
Good advice. And if someone is going to take that advice on board and now go out and get a barbecue, John, what do you think is a good food or a good kind of starter meal for them to make on it?
Get a simple dry aged piece of meat, a nice ribeye that could be around 200 grams. If you're doing it over charcoal, set up, if you picture this as in a round barbecue, half of that barbecue has a little bit of charcoal, a quarter has no charcoal, and a quarter has a medium heat. Control is everything when it comes to fire cooking. Same at the big grill. Everyone is all about control fire. Use good quality meat, support a local butcher, buy a nice piece of meat, season it up at Pip Rose Retail. Just throwing it in there. Have a bit of fun and just cook something really nice, like a piece of steak.
Well, speaking of which, you will be at Herbert Park, but if anyone wants to find you year on year, Pip Rose is there on Georgia Street. How long have you been open?
The restaurant has been there for over 10 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's all going well.
It's going really well. It's a lot of fun.
For anyone who's going there for the first time, what is the best introduction to a Pip Rose meal? Because, you know, I could talk all day.
I done a video there last week and it was with the 5-meat combo. And if you're coming in with a few friends, you can sit down and choose. And I'm just going to tell you what to order. So it's a slow cooked beef rib that comes out of the smoker that's smoked for 8 hours, 10 hours.
Yeah.
It's basted in butter with some chimichurri and mold and sea salt. You can have a beautiful baby back rib that will fall off the bone with barbecue sauce. A nice chicken leg that is smoked with a Yarbird seasoning, some pulled pork, some brisket, and then sides you can throw on like a creamy, like a cheesy mac and cheese, a mashed potato with bone marrow gravy, some fries just because they're nice to snack on.
I can't even breathe with
that. I know.
And also, I have to give you your Christmas. I went all over different places for the Christmas sandwich. Yours was by far the best.
I tell you, Tom from Bitter Bangin, I was speaking with him last night and he's in Paris at the moment. And Bitter Bangin, you should check him out on Instagram. He is smashing it with the sandwiches. That Christmas sandwich was me and him coming up with that. And we done the video on it. And like, yeah, of course, all his videos go viral.
Yeah.
It was a mega sandwich.
Amazing. John from Pip Rose, best of luck with the big grill. Thank you so much for being here on 98FM.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
A survey of 2,000 adults named degreasing stoves and scrubbing showers as just some of the most dreaded tasks. Well, you have been getting in touch in your droves. That's why I'm giddy, because I'm dying to get to the voice notes.
I cannot wait to hear these. Now, Paul, you said that for you, making the bed is like one of those big tasks to undertake, but the reward is oh so sweet, right?
So sweet.
Now, your bed also, do you want to just recap on what's on your bed and what you're actually changing?
6 main pillows, the 6 dress pillows, there's the undersheet, the oversheet, and then an actual like throw that we put on the bed.
Wow. Lee has sent a voice note.
Paul, you're very similar to my girlfriend. She does the exact same thing as you. She puts 2 pillows on the bed, then she puts another pillow after that, and then a dress pillow in front of it. And I end up throwing every single one of them on the ground when I get into bed in the evening, because I only sleep on one pillow. So I don't know what she keeps doing it.
Well, I want to talk to you about only sleeping on one pillow, because what are you, a caveman?
No, 6 pillows though, Paul. That's a lot.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is that they're not all 6 are being used. And if you're throwing them on the floor, I'd murder you. They have to be stacked neatly backwards so that I can frontwards them the next morning.
Where though?
Beside the bed. But they have to be stacked the same way that they're going back on so that life is... lads, I have an issue. I'm sorry. I'm going to go to the counsellor.
This is awful maintenance. I'm being drained of energy just listening to that. Marie's also been in touch on WhatsApp. She says the bath shower logic, right? So to recap on this, I said that I don't really clean my bath / shower because to me it's kind of self-cleaning, right? So Marie says that is like saying that you don't need to wash a towel because it's only dry and clean water.
Oh, you see,
Marie's calling me out.
Yeah.
And Tony's also sent us a voice note too.
Leanne, I can't believe you don't clean your bathroom. That is just sinful. Shower room is cleaned every day in my house. Kitchen process are washed down and the floors every 2 days. The bed is changed every week. Husband does the hoovering, which is one thing I hate. Windows cleaned once a month. I could go on and on and on and on. Paul, you're spotless. Leanne, Mingham.
Tony,
sorry,
excuse
Tony.
Me.
I am livid. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull that voice out anytime you say it to me. Mingin.
Leanne Hannigan is Mingin. You've heard it here first.
I'm sure she's not Mingin, but Tony, that was gas.
Leanne Hannigan and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.